Reish Tali Tes, Sif Tes and Yud, is the halachas of Kedima, when you get to Pas and Brevi Ragafen. So, it's an interesting halach over here. Mechaber says, Im Reish Tali Tekev Lahavdala, Sarah Tezor, Shalei Yavi Lechem Lashom, Kedma Havdala. Im Hegi Paris Lahavdala Mechasenu. So, Pas and Vitar Kedima Mechasenu. If a person wants to eat right after Brevi Ragafen of Havdala, then you should make a pass, because if you bring pass, then you first have to make it on the pass, because pass comes first. So therefore you should cover over the, if you did bring it, cover it over. Now if there's a little bit of a catch when you do it, the Mishabur says that you can't eat before, there's no way to eat the pass before your Havdalah, because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. He says, yeah, in the Hanami, since Bedarach Klal, it comes first, therefore it's B'zayin. So this is after if you want to eat now, but if you don't want to eat now, then it's not Shayach to eat. This is the just a general rule with regard to Kedima Bebracha Sukedema. That is, if you're flying back to America, or you're flying back to Israel, you're on a plane, and they give you your whole meal right in front of you. So you have Mezenis, and Ha'etz, and Hadamah, and Shahakwa. Mezenis is a piece of cake. You don't have to eat the piece of cake first, because it's Mezenis. It's only if you want to eat two things now, you're eating the spaghetti, and you're eating the meatballs, so you're eating mezenis and you're eating shakal, there you have to make the mezenis before you make the shakal. But if you're not planning on eating now, and you're just saving it to the way that you're eating, then in the haram there's no din kedima there, you're allowed to wait for the end to have your mezenis. That's just with regard to that, kedim bracha. The next halacha sif yud is the isra malacha before Abdallah. This is nagea lamaisa for those that do not, certainly for men, even for women, where it's a shayla whether or not they're mechuyev in Abdallah. Nevertheless, the way that we pass in halacha is, both Mishabura and the Aruch HaShulchan say, that women also should be makbir not to do any malachas before they say l'chol pachas baruch ma'avle mikadosh l'chol. And even if they don't daven, a man who davens l'chol pachas says atochan antonu. If he forgot to say atochan antonu, then he should not do any malacha before he says baruch ma'avle mikadosh l'chol. Machlekes to say with the shame or not, we pass it without the shame. But at least to say Baruch Hamal the Mikdash Shachol before doing any malacha. It says somebody that does malacha on the Shabbos, Ein Roei Simin Bracha. And it seems that based on this, that's referring to before they say Baruch Hamal the Mikdash Shachol. With regard to eating, Baruch Hamal is not going to help you. It's not considered Havdalah, you have to do Havdalah like Kais. However, with regard to malacha, it does help. Now, there is one interesting halacha which is not mentioned over here. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down from the Magen Avraham, and that is that there's a minute for women not to do malacha on Ma'aser Yishavim. The Shaila is, what's the makor for this minute? Where does it come from? Is it because the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Nun that you're not supposed to do malacha called Ma'aser Malacha Ma'aser Yishavim and Ra'aser Min Bracha? The Pasha is that's only referring to before Havdalah, before your Ma'aser. But afterwards, the Pharaoh, there's no minute. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he hasn't seen the minhag by us. By us, he hasn't seen the minhag. However, I know that definitely people, I grew up like that. My mother didn't sew on Matzah Shabbos. Certain malachas, my mother did not do Matzah Shabbos, and I think my wife is the same way. And I think there's numerous women that don't do certain malachas of Halapachas Matzah Shabbos. It's not exactly clear where the makar is. However, there is such a minhag. Shabbos is a minhag. It's almost mefurish. The Aruch HaShulchan almost brings down a Yerushalmi mefurish, the hedya, that it's a toys. The minig is a toys, and it's not a real minig. The shaila is whether or not what exactly you're referring to, and what malachas have only certain malachas that they don't know about the shaila. It's not all malachas. The last halacha which is mentioned over here, the maril would hold up his talis on Matzah Shabbos and they sasik and mitzvus miyad. It's not exactly clear why the maril. First of all, what mitzvah is there to hold up his talis? And second of all, L'chera, I saw somebody ask Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, this is not the first mitzvah that he's doing. He also davened Ma'ariv, and he also said Kriya Shema, and he said Atachan Antonu. He did a lot of things. Maybe Abdullah, maybe he did this is not the first mitzvah. So he said, it's his first mitzvah that he's doing that's not Shaykh to Shabbos, but Be'etzem, Al Chavivus a mitzvah. It's mashma that Nir Chaim is not really a mitzvah so much. But it's the first thing which is not shaykh, it's not the tvila which is where you're saying Atachan Antonu, which is still meshach shaykhi to Shabbos. It's the first mitzvah of the week, and that's what it is. Rabbi Warren wanted a taina, possibly, that the Indian of the Maril folding his talis was, the reason why it's a mitzvah is because you're not supposed to fold your talis on Shabbos. However,
the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you can fold it not on the fold. You can fold it up, just not on the fold. He says it's even better not to fold it v'chlal, but he says you can fold it not on the fold. That's not considered as if it's being folded up. However, that's possibly only if you're going to leave it like that. If you're not going to leave it like that after Shabbos, then you're not considered as if you're folding it on Shabbos. But if you're planning on leaving it like that after Shabbos, if you leave it like that after Shabbos, then come to place that you folded it on new folds. And that's possibly problematic. So Mela the Maril would switch it from the old fold to the new fold to make sure that he wouldn't leave it as he folded it up on Shabbos. Yesh Lain, it's not Mefurish the Maril that it was folded b'chlal. Well, certainly a nice pshat.